KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, recapping some of the activity over the weekend at the state track and field championships, Atlantic had quite a few highlights over the weekend in the boys' portion of the state track and field match, as they had a bunch of medals awarded to them this weekend. 5 state championships, 8 overall medals, and they were oh so close to a state team championship, finishing as the runner-up. Atlantic had state championships in the 4x800-meter relay as Craig Allen Becker, Jackson Eden, Zeke Whetstone, and Chase Mullinex teamed up to run 8 minutes, 1.05 seconds. That's a new school record for that event. The distance medley relay team of Zade Nicholson, Dylan Sontag, Tyler Moen, and Chase Mullinex ran 3:32.53, also a new school record, the first ever title in that event for Atlantic. Chase Mullinex also ran the 800 meters in a time of 1 minute 55.38 seconds, not only a school record, but that's also a state championship, first win in that event since 1980 for Atlantic. Grant Reed won the 110 high hurdles with a time of 14.31 seconds, and that follows up his 8th place finish as a sophomore and 4th place finish as a junior. And in the 4x400-meter relay, Zade Nicholson, Tyler Moen, Grant Reed, Chase Mullinex teamed up to set another school record, 3 minutes, 20.96 seconds in capturing the gold medal. Atlantic also got a 7th place medal in the sprint medley relay with Jaden Barnwell, Tyler Moen, Grant Reed, and Zade Nicholson, as they set a new school record in that event at 1 minute, 34.89 seconds. The 4x200-meter relay team of Jaden Barnwell, Zade Nicholson, Tyler Moen, and Dylan Sontag had a 6th place finish. Their time was a minute 31.44, and Grant Reed also had a runner-up finish in the 400-meter hurdles, time of 53.24 seconds. That's a lot of medals over the weekend. The Trojans had the lead in the team race for most of the final day Saturday, but Marion made a late charge in a few events as they had two runners score in the 1,600 meters and then scored enough points down the stretch to hold off Atlantic as it came down to the final race, the 4x400-meter relay. Marion, though, did just enough to win the team title as they got a second-place finish right behind Atlantic, who won that race, as they capture the team championship. Well, the Atlantic boys tennis team is heading to the Class 1A State Final Four for the 5th time in school history. Atlantic advanced with 2 wins Saturday in Carroll. They won their first sub-state match over Denison 5-0. And in the other sub-state match at that site, host Kemper Catholic swept by Creston 5 in a row. Atlantic then defeated Kemper Catholic in the first round state match 5-3, and that advances them to the State Final Four team tennis meet Tuesday, May 29th at Waveland Tennis Courts in Des Moines. Play at state that day will begin after the coaches' meeting at 8:15 that morning. Well, today's a pretty busy day in postseason high school spring sports action in girls' regional golf play today. Regional finals will be held in all classes. Around this area, a 1A meet will be held at Atlantic. The Atlantic Golf and Country Club will host the 1A Region 2 final today. Sigourney hosting the 1A Region 5 final. In Class 2A, the Region 2 final is over in Menlo, while in Class 3A, the Region 1 final is at Lamar's. The Region 2 final is at Adel today. All of those matches going on today with the top performers heading off to state. Girls Class 1A state quarterfinal tennis matches also will be held today at Johnston. Shenandoah faces Columbus Catholic, while in Denison today, Glenwood will play Spirit Lake Okoboji. Also, boys soccer tournament play gets underway today with first round sub-state action. In Class 1A play tonight, Atlantic will play at West Central Valley. AHSTW will play Panorama, that game also at West Central Valley High School. At Trainer, it'll be Tri-Center facing Logan Magnolia and Missouri Valley at Trainer. Also at Riverside, Bulldogs will host Underwood this evening. Nottoway Valley is on the road at Des Moines Christian. Kemper Catholic will play Western Christian. That match will be at MOC Floyd Valley High School. At Des Moines Christian today, Creston will play Clark, and also St. Albert will host Clarinda Academy in first-round Class 1A boys sub-state soccer matchups. In 2A sub-state soccer today, Glenwood will play Carroll. That match in Harlan, while at Denison, it'll be Spirit Lake Park Okoboji facing off against the Monarchs. Thomas Jefferson on the road across town at Abraham Lincoln in action this evening. In Major League Baseball yesterday, rookie Jack Flaherty struck out 13 and Tyler O'Neill homered to send the Cardinals past the Phillies 5-1. Flaherty limited the Phils to a pair of hits and one walk over 7 2/3 innings in his first big league victory. Elsewhere in the National League, Chicago beat Cincinnati 6-1, New York over Arizona 4-1, L.A. beat Washington 7-2, San Diego down Pittsburgh 8-5, Atlanta 10-9 over Miami, San Francisco beat Colorado 9-5. In the American League, Tyler Austin crushed a pair of two-run homers, and Sonny Gray tossed four-hit ball over eight innings as the Yankees throttled the Royals 10-1 at Kansas City. Also, Boston beat Baltimore 5-0, Oakland over Toronto 9-2, Chicago beat Texas 3-0, L.A. over Tampa Bay 5-2. Seattle beat Detroit in 11 innings, 3-2. Houston over Cleveland, 3-1. Interleague action saw Minnesota beat Milwaukee by a 3-1 final. Atlanta Braves have released Jose Bautista and will make 24-year-old switch hitter Johan Camargo their starting third baseman. The 37-year-old Bautista hit 143 with two homers and five RBIs in 12 games with the Braves. Camargo has a .284 career average with six homers, 40 RBIs in 106 big league games. Rich Hill is back on the Dodgers' disabled list a day after a blister burst on his left middle finger. Meanwhile, ace Clayton Kershaw threw a bullpen session Sunday for the first time since landing on the disabled list on May 6th with left bicep tendonitis. Outfielder Juan Soto is the youngest current major leaguer after making his debut with the Nationals on Sunday. The 19-year-old Soto hit .362 with 14 homers and 52 RBIs in the minors this season. He pinch hit in the eighth inning against the Dodgers Sunday and struck out. The University of Minnesota has picked up another scholarship player for the upcoming basketball season, getting graduate transfer Brock Stahl. The shooting guard was the leading scorer for Milwaukee last season, averaging over 13 points a game. Stahl has 1 year of eligibility remaining. Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors are two wins away from their fourth straight trip to the NBA Finals following a lopsided win over the Houston Rockets in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Curry found his shooting touch as the two-time MVP nailed 5 3-pointers and scored 35 points, leading the Warriors to a 126-85 pounding of the Rockets. Game 4 is set for Tuesday in Oakland. The Vegas Golden Knights have made hockey history by advancing to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Knights earned a 2-1 victory at Winnipeg in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals to become the first NHL team to win three playoff series in its inaugural season. The run to the final comes after Vegas set NHL records for wins and points by a first-year club. Vegas will take on either Washington or Tampa Bay in the Stanley Cup Finals. Ed Carpenter ruined Team Penske's Indianapolis 500 pole position party. Carpenter blew past three Penske drivers on the second-to-last run in qualifying to claim his third pole at the Brickyard with a four-lap average of over 229 miles an hour. Penske's Simon Pagenaud was second at 228.761. Carpenter was the only driver to top 230 on any lap and the only one to top 229 on all four. Danica Patrick qualified seventh for her first IndyCar start since 2011. Three-time Indy 500 winner Elio Castroneves will chase a record-tying victory from the middle of row number three. In golf, PGA Tour rookie Aaron Wise was the winner of the AT&T Byron Nelson in Dallas. Wise set a tournament scoring record, earning his first career victory. He was 23 under in a tournament that was dominated by Mark Leishman for 36 holes. Miguel Angel Jimenez earned his first senior major title by capping the region's tradition. The Spaniard closed with a 2-under-70 for a 19-under total. That was three shots better than Steve Stricker, Joe Durant, and Gene Sowers. And gifted running back and former Heisman Trophy winner Billy Cannon has died at the age of 80. The former LSU standout wrapped up the 1959 Heisman with a memorable punt return touchdown against Mississippi on Halloween night. He later had a successful career with the Oilers, the Raiders, and the Chiefs. LSU says Cannon died at his home in St. Francisville on Sunday morning. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.